ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
That's right. It is time to play the pop quiz here on Nightlife. And our first caller is going to be Bob in Greenacre. Hello, Bob.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Question one, Bob. Who offers Kermit the Frog a movie contract in the original Muppet movie?
Oh, the only person I can think of was Miss Piggy. I don't think it's right, though.
No, it is not Miss Piggy. It is not Miss Piggy, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I really enjoyed your talk about the Aborigines at Wave Hill that had the sit-down. Was it great?
Which one was which? I don't know that that was my program.
Oh, it was the previous program. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's good. You enjoyed it. Yeah, and always love the positive. Any feedback, Bob, but positive, yeah. Positive we prefer. Right. Good on you, Bob. Have a good one. All right, we've got Fitzy and Coogee.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Oh, Fitzy.
Always love the
support. Oh, how you going?
Yeah, there you go. You know the drill.
I know the drill.
Fitzy, who offers Kermit the Frog a movie contract in the original Muppet movie? It's not Miss Piggy.
I'll have a guess at Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg? No.
A terrible answer, isn't it? Oh, well.
No, but we were talking about Spielberg earlier on today. We're talking about a lot about Jurassic Park. Maybe it's in your head from that.
He comes up a lot as a guest, I found. He's really right. Anyway, add me to the list of wrong answers.
Oh, no worries, Fitzy. Good on you.
Nice talking to you.
Bye. Bye. Oh, Annette in Perth. We're playing it right now. The quiz is happening right now. I just had to play a little song to get some callers on the line. That's all. Just give people time to dial in. Now, George in Lakemba might know this one.
This is happening right now. I just had callers on
George.
The line.
Oh, George.
Hello.
Hello. Who offers Kermit?
There's no sound from the radio broadcast, so that's why I was a bit slow in reacting. So
No, you're fine. You're fine. Fitzy did the same thing. That's okay. We know what's going on. sort of, but sometimes. Oh, Jim in Campbelltown, you have it right. Well done. But, George, do you know who offers Kermit the Frog a movie contract in the original Muppet movie?
Oh, God. Was that the one in the late 70s, was it?
Yeah.
The one. Oh, just trying to think who. It's so long ago. Oh. I remember the guy who wanted to turn him into frog's legs, but just trying to think who.
Yeah.
Who.
Yeah.
So many bloody cameos in that movie. You know, everybody who was anybody was in it. So I'm just trying to think who was the guy who offered him the. Oh.
Do you know what I'm a bit concerned about? We you know, Lockie normally writes these quiz questions and he knows sort of the parameters, I guess you could say. We've got a new fella working with us and I think he might be have written them a little bit too tricky. That's what I'm worried about. If I'm sort of guessing, I'm like, "Oh, I don't know about that one." But listen, do you know what? In light of that, I might be a little bit more liberal with the clues than we normally are. I know, like, Ray doesn't like clues. A lot of people don't like me giving clues, but I think because
is that the gentleman who's producing tonight, or because I didn't recognise the voice,
that's Jason on in the producer box. So while Suzanne's away, we're all pitching in, you know. So I think we're going to be a little bit more liberal with the clues tonight, and I, you know, that's my disclaimer. We have a new question writer, so I think it's allowed. So be gentle if you don't like your clues. There's a special condition. All right, George, I'm going to say one word to you that's a clue for this person, and I'm sorry for Fitzy and Bob. I should have decided to do that earlier to give clues. But you're lucky, George, because you're getting one. I'll say one word to you: voice.
Voice. The voice of Kermit.
Nope, just to give you a clue of who the answer could be.
Ah. voice. It's obviously not John Farnham.
Nope.
That would have been an interesting... gee, the voice. So could it be, it's not the voice of Kermit or the voice of Miss Piggy?
No, that this person is known for their distinctive voice.
Distinctive voice. Oh, well, there's a lot of people have distinctive voice. Could you give me a little more?
No, I think I'll be in much deeper trouble.
All right, let's think. Who's got a good voice? It's not going to be Mel Blanc, is it?
Well, that's a good guess, actually. Mel Blanc, but it's not Mel Blanc. I'm wondering if it'd be a bit past Mel Blanc's time, this particular film, The Muppet.
No, I think he was still alive back then.
Yeah, was he? Okay.
Well, I know the only other one who's got a very distinctive voice who I do remember was in it, and he's got a bit of a filmmaking pedigree, would be Orson Welles.
Well, that's right. It's Orson Welles. Am I going to get in trouble because you already answered it and then you
I didn't think Mel Blanc was in it, actually, when you said voice. I don't think he was actually in it, but I remember Orson Welles was in it.
Because and Orson Welles' voice. He's known for his very, you know, distinctive voice. Am I going to get excommunicated from the nightlife community if I give this to you, George?
Well, the movie's getting on to about, I don't know, 45, 50 years on, and I don't know if anybody's seen it since it originally got released. Kids, which I don't have.
Look.
You can be tough from now on.
Okay.
How's that?
And Eric in Melbourne, you got it. Good work. Let's move it along, George. We just got to get things rocking and rolling a little bit. I don't want to be here all evening. So I am going to play, this is question two, I'm going to play you a commercial. It's a classic commercial. Have a listen.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Play, 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 play. Be in it today. Live more of your life. Be in it, yeah.
Now, the question is, what is the name of the main character in that ad?
Oh, this is a little simpler. I think we all got inundated at that time with this ad. I think it was Philip Adams of ABC fame, I think, might have been behind the campaign. It was Norm.
Norm, correct. It is Norm. Norm was the main character of Life Be In It. Okay, George, question three. Which animal is associated with luxury jewellery brand Cartier?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have much Cartier jewellery myself, but I gather there's a really good exhibition in Melbourne National Gallery of Cartier jewellery, if people are down there.
Yes, there is. Yes, we've spoken about it on this particular program. George, did you get in a bit of strife? Did you get busted bending the rules a little bit? No,
that was the other George from Fremantle because...
Okay, that wasn't you. Okay, all right. Yeah, now listen.
We had
we all know about that. We don't need to go into it again. Let's stay on the quiz. All right, come on. What animal? What animal, George, is associated with the luxury jewellery brand Cartier?
I don't know, actually. I'll go for a unicorn because I'll just like the
a
answer.
Unicorn. That is my favourite animal, but it is unfortunately not the right answer. But George, thank you for playing. Thank you for playing. Good on you. You know, I'm going to give Bob and Fitzy. I feel bad for not giving you a clue. I made that decision too late. I'm just a little bit hesitant about these questions that might be a bit more difficult than they usually are. That's me overthinking it, I think. All right. Who have we got? Oh, all these numbers. All right, Lek in Borough. How are you, Lek?
Good, thanks. Yeah, all good.
Good, okay. I have a question for you. Which animal is associated with the luxury jewellery brand Cartier?
I'm in a loop here right now, sorry. A tiger.
It is not a tiger.
Oh my god! I was just saying something to Greta and lots of things. So I'll call back tomorrow night.
No, good on you, Lek. Thanks so much for playing.
Good night.
Okay. So, yes, okay, Deb. Deb says, we better if we stick to the original format, no clues. Deb, it's not the original format of the quiz. So that's why I was just thinking about how that we could make it a little bit more accessible. But never mind. Okay, we'll move on. Yeah, look, Bob, I do want to give you another shot, Bob, because I gave George a clue and that wasn't fair. I was just worried about the quiz being too hard. So, Bob, go on. I'm gonna ask you, which animal is associated with the luxury jewellery brand Cartier?
I think it's the alligator.
It is not an alligator.
Oh, it's, I know what it is.
It is not an alligator.
Oh, but, I'm having a bad day.
Oh, never mind, Bob. We'll have another go next time. It'll be better for you. All right?
Yeah, for
good
sure.
On you, Bob. Okay.
Thank you.
Joyce from Perth has got it right. Well done, Joyce. We've got Trevor in Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Evening, Greta.
Good evening to you.
There's something weird going on with my phone. You know, producer knows about, and long story short, I haven't heard any of your programs so far, so I've got no idea about any previous question or
I wonder what's going on there. Like, so your link isn't working on your Listen app, is that what's happened?
I don't have the Listen app, I just have the normal phone.
I wonder what that is. I will have to let the tech boys know, tech boys or girls.
Thank you. So, yeah. But the practical result is that I've got no knowledge of how the program has been thus far.
Well, I'm biased, but I think it was rather good. I mean, the music special was fun, Trevor. But right now it is the pop quiz. Did you hear the question before?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Yeah. Shannon has got it right. Now, which animal is associated with luxury jewellery brand Cartier? It's not tiger, it's not alligator, and it's not unicorn.
I don't actually know off the top of my head. So I'll just take a guess at a lion.
A lion?
Yeah.
A lion, a guess of a lion. Oh, that's a great guess, Trevor, but unfortunately it is not quite correct.
Not correct.
Thanks,
okay,
Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good on you. Tony in Ballina has it right as well. And that's all who have it right on the text line. John's in Armidale. John, oh boy, you're on the road, John?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Do you know what the answer is?
While I was on hold, I didn't hear any of the questions.
Sure. That's strange. You should be able to hear that if you're on hold. Yeah. Okay, there's some funny gremlins in the desk going on. Anyway, the question was, which animal is associated with luxury jewellery brand Cartier? So not alligator, not unicorn, not tiger, not lion.
Oh, I've got no idea. Cartier. No idea. Fox.
Fox. It is not a fox, John. I'm so sorry. Oh, there he goes. Bye, John. Hello, Jeff in Toowoomba.
Yeah, hello.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Can I hear? I've got the radio on. I can't hear any questions coming through, so.
Oh, so someone is saying go to the television, Channel 25, and that they should get it through that. Nate says that works. But in the meantime, which animal is associated with the luxury jewellery brand Cartier?
Jewellery brand Cartier, that'd be the panther, I believe.
Panther is correct, Jeff. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, who is this Australian voice? Famous Australian voice.
Bring on the animals, let's go.
Who's that?
Bring on the animals, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Steve Irwin. Or
are you 100% sure about that?
Or it could be his sons.
Yes, name of?
Oh, Oh, geez. He just did the logies and everything.
Now, don't you let this opportunity go, Jeff.
You got Steve Irwin and... Oh, no.
Metal blank. Look, if you're saying Steve Irwin's son, I'm going to have to give that to you, Jeff, because it is. It's Bob Irwin. It's Bob Irwin. Yeah. Robert. Yeah, that's right. It's Robert. So, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, here he is.
First of all, we're starting small.
Remember,
mate,
when he got the snake out and he put it on Luke McGregor at the Logies. Well done, Jeff. Okay, so next question for you. Who played the role of Doctor Who in the 1960s Doctor Who cinema movies?
Oh. In the 1960s?
Yes, yeah. 1960s Doctor Who movies at the cinema. Who played the role of Doctor Who?
It wouldn't be, I'm way off here, I've got no idea, it wouldn't be Gene Wilder?
No, it was not Gene Wilder who played Doctor Who, but I can understand why you thought that because of the hair.
Yeah, no, I've never been a Doctor Who fan and I just facially recognising with the hair, I guess. So.
Yeah, no, good guess, Jeff, but that's not it. I'm so sorry. You have a wonderful rest of your night and speak soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, Dale is in Newborough. Hello, Dale. Yes, I've got you, Dale. You might have to turn your radio down.
Yeah, it's down. No worries.
Thanks, Dale. Now, do you know who played the role of Doctor Who in the 1960s Doctor Who cinema movies?
Could it be Peter Cushing?
Peter Cushing is correct. Peter Cushing. Oh, now,
yeah.
Are you a sci-fi fan?
I am a bit of a sci-fi nut.
So this is the only time that Doctor Who, the character Doctor Who, is actually called Doctor Who. In the TV series, it's always just the Doctor.
It is.
Yeah, that's right. Sally from Bullsbrook also got it. Anonymous Texter got it. Gary and Eric got it as well. So next question is, this is often people's most dreaded one.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Tony's classical music question. All right, take a listen to this and tell me which film opens with it and the name of the composer.
Star Wars.
Star Wars? Did you say Star Wars?
Yeah, I said Star Wars.
I am so sorry, Dale. That is not correct. Oh, that is not correct.
Not to worry.
Good on you, Dale. Speak next time. Oh, cheers. Sorry. Cut you off there. Brody, now you've got a shot. Hello, Brody.
Hey, y'all. Sorry, I'll turn the radio down.
There we go. I think we're having a little bit of an issue with our, I guess, whatever's going out on the airwaves. We're just trying to sort it out now.
It does come through the phone.
Oh, that's a lousy line. Oh, no. Are you out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, I work for a transport company, so I'm still
rolling. Oh, okay. Well, I'll try my best to make out what you're saying. So, Brody, do you know the answer to that question? The film that opens with that song and the composer?
Last time I heard on the radio was the Star Wars thing. That's the same.
Right, I'll play the music again, okay?
No worries, thank you.
Film. What film opens with that song?
follow that direct line from Arsenal. And I just thought instantly I just thought a toy story when the little alien scene.
Little aliens. Yep.
Oh no.
Never mind, Brody. Oh, at least you got in earlier next time. Good on you. Speak so next easy. Time. So Ross in Scoresby's got it. So does Trent, Babs, Sally, Strauss, Jim, Lee, Eric, and Nate, and Maria, and Morgan. Come on. One of these people on the phone will hopefully know the answer. John in Maroombra. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Even better if you know the answer to Tony's classical music question tonight.
It's 2001, I suppose.
That's right.
And I think it's Richard Strauss.
And that is correct. You are right. You are right, John. Well done. Richard Strauss is the composer and the film is 2001 Space Odyssey. Next question. Can you name the 1990s Michael J. Fox sitcom where he played the role of the deputy mayor of New York City?
Spin City,
that's right. That's right. Well done. Question 8. This song spent 2 weeks at number one in Australia. Can you name both the song and the artist? Song and artist, please, John.
No, I can't get that one. Sorry.
Oh, really? Oh, it's one of my favourites. Yeah. I didn't write that question, though, but it is one of my favourites. But never mind, John. Better luck next time. Thank you. Hello, Karen. Karen, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Karen. Do you know who sang that song?
No, I think it's an American person.
Yes.
Probably black, I'd say. I can't think of anyone, sorry.
Oh, never mind. Look, I don't want to play it too many times. I'll play it once more for you. Have a listen, Karen. Come on, Karen.
Diana Ross with it.
Beg your pardon?
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. No, it's not Diana Ross.
Yes, you are.
Oh, never mind, Karen. Good to hear from you. I will speak next time.
I know one of the old questions that you had put away.
Which question?
What was it about now? I know the answer to come into the question.
Oh.
You think I'm old.
Oh, never mind. I'm so sorry, Karen. Better luck next time. All right, good on you. Hi, Sammy. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, that's okay.
Come on, you know that song. You know that song.
When the day... I do know it.
How many times am I allowed to play it before I'm going to get...
One more, please.
All right, Sammy. When the day turns into the last day of all time, I can say, I hope you are in these arms of mine. When the night falls before that day... I know what it is.
is. I know who it is.
Yes. All right, go on.
Is it Prince?
It is Prince. That is correct. It is
the most beautiful girl in the world. I just need to hear it. I know I knew it. Could you be
the most beautiful girl in the world? You're correct. You're correct, Sammy. And a lot of people got that right. Nat got it, and Ads, and John got half of it right. And Darren says it sounds like one of the Gibb brothers. No, it's Prince, Darren.
Hey, some people could mistake that for a female singer.
Oh, well, Karen thought it was Diana Ross. Yes, he's singing very falsetto, and well, not very falsetto, but quite high in that one. But well done, Sammy. Okay, the next question for you is the 1994 film Speed, if you'll remember that one, won two Academy Awards. Can you name either category?
I'd like to go for one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Two awards. You can name either category that Speed won an Academy Award in.
Best Actress.
No, it's not Best Actress. It's not. I'm sorry, Sammy.
No worries.
Thanks for getting us over that Prince problem. Shannon in Caboolture. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Are you a fan of the 1994 film Speed?
I love the film. I'm just trying to think what it would have been. I couldn't hear the last question, so I didn't see what was.
No problem. No, so Speed won two Academy Awards.
Right.
Can you name either category?
Oh, okay. What special effects?
No, and Eric said that too, and no, that's not right. And
oh, well, if I'm up there with Eric, at least that's something.
Shannon, not best special effects, so I can see why you would go that way, and I can also see why we'd think about best actress, but it's neither of those.
I'll get one right eventually.
Oh,
don't
you
worry.
Will, yes. No, I'm not worried. You'll be fine. We'll speak
Thank
soon.
You.
Bye. So Justin might know this. Justin.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Justin. What do you reckon? Speed?
What was the question?
Speed won two Academy Awards. Can you name either category that they won an award in, the 1994 film Speed?
I'm going to say best action movie.
No.
Oh, and Speed is my favourite movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because my dad passed away and now my mum's got cancer, I thought, you know, speedy recovery, you know. But
yeah, well, okay. I wish them well, and I hope that your mum recovers soon. But Justin, I'm sorry, that's not the answer. But thank you for calling. We'll speak next time. Eric, no, it is not best director. Can I read out text wrong answers? I think I can. I'm not sure. So maybe not. Maybe not. That might give it away. Matt in Reservoir. Hello.
How are you going?
Do you need the question again, Matt?
I think I caught it because I had the radio on. Mm-hmm. Was trying to get the timing right.
Yeah, something funny going on there. We're just trying to sort it out now, but yes.
No, that's right. I'm guessing it's going to not. I don't remember it winning anything like big. So
no. So it's not. We've had best actor, best support, best actress. So neither of those. We've had best special effects, best directing. None of those.
I can't imagine it's makeup. I feel like cinematography or editing or something. One of those kind of ones.
Something post. Right. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it since 1990.
Who said that? Best public transport driven recklessly. Oh, if you're going to crack a joke, put your name to it, please. No. So either category, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, keep going on this. Keep going.
Look, I'm going to go editing.
It's partially true.
Oh,
I'm just going to give it to you. I'm just going to give it to you because it's yeah, okay. It is. Technically, it is editing. It won an award for editing, but sound effects editing. Best sound and best sound effects editing.
I don't remember being struck by the sound, but there you go.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to. My husband's a soundie. He does this for a living, for films, and good sound, you don't notice. It just immerses you in the story. So there you go. If you didn't notice the sound, well, they're doing their job. So, yes, I'm going to give that to you because technically it is right. Well done. Okay, so let's see. What iconic series that aired for a long time on the ABC is this the closing credits theme tune for?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, hold on. Hold on. What do you think?
I don't think I've ever heard that. What was it? It's
an iconic series. It aired for a long time. I mean, it's a kids series, iconic kids series. Aired for a long time on the ABC, and it's the
ABC made or just aired on the ABC?
Oh, I really think we need to stipulate that.
Like, as in
no, just aired. It just says aired, not made by the ABC. It says just aired on for a long time on the ABC, and that's the closing credit theme.
Oh, I can't even think of a long-running kids.
And it is fair. It is fair. It was sound effects editing that I'm going to give it to him, okay? You know, I can't win this sometimes. It's like, oh, you're taking too long. Oh, you're going too fast. Look, we'll go at the pace we go at, all right?
That's it.
Okay.
Most of us are just trying to get
sound,
through the day.
Sound effects editing is still editing. I know because my husband does it. All right, Matt.
Thank you.
Gandara from – no – oh, God, I just gave away the answer. I did it. I bloody did it. There, I got fired up and I got away from myself. Chaos has entered the chat. I apologise. Next question for you. The answer was Gandara from Monkey Magic. I'm sorry, everyone. All right. God, my cortisol's up. All right.
Was that Monkey Magic?
Yeah. It was Monkey Magic. I gave away the answer.
I was an avid monkey watcher in the 80s and I don't remember that. Pigsy, you
swine. Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. That's all right. We would have been struggling on that for a while anyway, I think. So I did that's bold. I was about to say I did everyone a favour by blurting out the answer by mistake. Listen,
you did.
Time for a little poetry. Okay, here's some poetry for you. Can you name the poem that contains this verse? To talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings.
Oh, it's a pea green boat, but, a pig. No, I can't. Oh.
Okay, you're thinking of a boat, are you?
No, I don't know if I am. I don't know it.
I could see your mental direction there, Matt.
Yeah, I know. I know it, but I don't know it. It's all right.
Never mind,
I
Matt.
I only know it if I've got the answer, right?
No, look, I could see where you were going, but thanks for trying.
All right, have a good one.
Good on you, Matt. Always love chatting. Okay, and there was a lovely text here about Prince, just quickly before I take the next. Chris from Pakenham, I love your stories, Chris, about Prince. Chris says, we were in a nightclub in South Yarra when Prince's band walked in. We got to have a chat, but his purpleness wasn't there. Still pretty cool. Chris from Pakenham. Thanks, Chris. You should, if you ever talk to David Pryor, get his Prince story. It's a pretty good one. Okay. Matt in Holland Park. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. I will say that poem to you again, and I would like you to name it if you can. Here we go. To talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. It's just an excerpt of a poem.
Okay, well, like, that was a lot. I was going to hang up because there was just silence in the earbuds for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've got some tech issues going on at our end. I do apologise for that. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Yeah, well, it sounds like some pirate ditty. I'm going to go with the Dav ditty.
No, it is not. But look, you've mentioned something. You've mentioned pirates, and last caller mentioned boats. It's not too ridiculous to sort of make some associations from that. I'm going to give a clue for this one because it's a little tricky. But Matt, thank you for calling, and I'm sorry I had to stay on the line so long with nothing in your ears. I do apologise.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, good on you, Matt. Thank you. Davy Crockett? No, never mind. Thanks. Bye, Matt. So, Sally, you've got it right. Andrew, you've got it right. Judy, you've got it right. And who is this anonymous? If you keep sending me the right answer without your name, I can't give you the credit. Put your name if you want to text in answers. It's the least you can do. All right, Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Well, hi there. I just know it's the time has come. It's the first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep going.
The time has come. No,
the time has come. Da 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 da. To talk of many things.
Oh, hang on. What is it? Oh, sorry. It's just not coming to me.
I'll say it again. The time has come. Insert line. To talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. But you know what? I think you've helped people along a little bit.
Okay.
They might because you've got the starting yeah. line of text there, Rachel. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. No, Nate, you're not quite right. Marion, you've got it. Judy, you've got it. Mrs. Soot, you've got it. Wonder if Lynn knows it. Yes. Lynn in 2J. You do know it, do you, Lynn?
Well, I'm thinking it's an old thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'd call it. I don't think I can enlighten the whole thing. I'm sorry. I wish I could.
You wish you could. You want to take a guess? Take a guess. Remember, because Rachel just helped us out with adding an extra line there. So it starts off with the time has come. Then it goes another line. I'll just say the rhythm of it. The time has come, insert a line, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings.
Yeah, it's Lewis Carroll.
That's right. I will accept that. Lewis Carroll. What's he known for? Come
Lewis
on.
Carroll yeah, is come on, known Lynn. For lots of really good things.
Yeah, but come on. What's the main one? Come on.
No, it's just not coming. I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, Lynn. Okay.
I thought Lewis Carroll was pretty close.
It is. You know what? I'm going to give that to you. Oh, man.
Thank you.
I'm going to get in trouble for that. But
no,
like,
you're not. Look, blame me.
Okay, think. Okay. What's, yeah. All right. Thanks
Put
for taking the
me.
Fall for that one. Okay. Lewis Carroll.
Shoulders.
Look, it's a poem called The Walrus and the Carpenter.
Yeah, of course.
When he's talking to the oysters, remember? The time has come, my little ones, you know? From, of course, which story?
Yes.
Well, I don't actually know if it's in, you know what? That could be a Disney license that they put in the animated film where they included that particular poem as a scene of the Alice in Wonderland story, but it's not. So I think Eric might be right that it's from Jabberwocky. Yeah, maybe that was a bit of a Disney creative decision to make it a scene in Alice in Wonderland. But anyway, that's what I think of when I think of Lewis Carroll as Alice in Wonderland. But never mind.
I'm sort of thinking this sealing wax thing is sort of making me go back to Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but it's not. We've answered it right, but we don't need to speculate anymore. But, yeah, Puff the Magic Dragon.
No.
You've got Lewis Carroll. That's there. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. No problem, Lynn. Okay. I'm going to play you a little part of a song. I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. All right, so the question is, that's I can tell you what song it is because that's not the question. It's Meredith Brooks. It's her 1997 hit, Bitch. I think we can say that on the radio, which got to number two on the charts here. But can you name at least five other things, not at least five, one of five other things apart from Bitch that she claims she is in the chorus? So if you remember that song, Bitch by Meredith Brooks, 97, she lists things that she is in the chorus. Just name one thing.
I'm a lover.
Yeah, lover. I'm that's correct. Yeah, lover.
I'm a lover.
That's right.
I'm a something. I'm a mother. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, that's right. Okay, lover. Yep. Child, mother, sinner, saint. Yeah, very well done. Okay. We can actually hear the answer. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help. I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. That's for you, Craig and Barry, Queensland. That song. Okay, so... next question for you, Lynn. You're doing well. Yeah. Which long-running movie franchise features a character called Jason Voorhees?
Mm.
Which long-running movie franchise features a character called Jason Voorhees?
Jason Voorhees. Jeepers, Cronkites. The only reason I'm sort of thinking about this is because of my daughter and her liking of all these creepy bloody people with their costumes and things. Maybe it's like, Jason.
Yep, keep going with this. Keep going. It wasn't a musical question, Liz.
Sorry, no.
I'm joking. I'm joking. It's to get your brain going.
Let's go Friday the 13th.
You are right, Friday the 13th.
Jason. I don't know what his name is. It's Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Creepy.
Yeah, Jason, and he's got a mask and he's creepy.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay, next question.
Name the soundtrack.
Heard that all gone from you.
Sorry, oh God.
No,
it was hilarious. Meant to be
quieter. It's hilarious. Okay, sorry. Soundtrack time. Can you name the movie soundtrack clips? The movie these soundtrack clips come from. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Yep.
Next one. Don't tell me truth hurts, little girl. Cause it hurts like hell. In the underground, you'll find someone true. And the last one. You remind me of the babe. What babe? Babe with the power. Power of voodoo. Voodoo. Do what? Remind me of the babe. I saw my. What do you think?
The only thing that I can think of, and that's in all honesty, is The Neverending Story, but that's not it.
Oh, okay. No. Yep. Yep. I see where you're going, Lynn, but unfortunately that's not the right answer. But you've done very well. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn, hello. Thank you for waiting, Glenn.
Yes, okay.
Now, have you, just a question about what you can actually hear. Were you able to hear a bit of the show in your ears while you were waiting? Or you can't?
No. So what I'm doing, I'm pressing play on the app on the phone. Geez, Greta's very good. I hope she gives me as many clues as she gives everybody else.
Listen, I've given out maybe one and a half clues, okay? Maybe two. You know, we're moving along well now, so it's all right, Glenn. No, you've been waiting very patiently. And do you know what?
Do a good job.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. And Bobsled's texted in with a clarification about that Lewis Carroll question.
Oh, I think they did something different. No, so I think it was a bit of a Disney poetic license.
But I tell you what, it's very, I tell you who else is doing something different. Bobsled, he never, ever texts something that's not a pun or a joke or anything. And here is a very serious text from Bobsled that says, through the looking glass, and what Alice found there is the precise answer. It's a companion to Alice's adventures in Wonderland. Oh, thank you, Bobsled. That's the first ever serious text I've gotten from. Anyway, let's keep going. I will play those songs again for you, Glenn, unless you know which movie they are on the soundtrack of.
If you play them, that'd be great, yeah.
Sure. Next one. Don't tell me truth hurts, little girl. Cause it hurts like hell. In the underground, you'll find someone true. And the last. You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power. Power of voodoo. Remind me of the babe. I saw my. Now, if you figure out who's singing those last two, you've got it. Sally's also got it. Angela has got it. Ruby and Chipper and Adrian and Jim.
I'm lucky. I'm not great with movies, but I'm good with singers. So it's David Bowie singing it.
Right.
The last two.
And Lynn has established it's not Neverending Story.
No, so I think it might be Labyrinth. I always get that word wrong. Is it Labyrinth?
Labyrinth. Yes, yeah. I will accept the alternative pronunciation of Labyrinth, Claire, from you. Well done.
It'd be nice. Nice to be good.
Oh, we're going to run out of time soon, but we're getting towards the end. So
I think just the claim of the winner would be easiest, I think, now.
Yeah. Oh, look, okay, here we go. let's do this one. Can you sing the end of this? Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flies? Do-do-do-do. Bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrows. Really? Take it away.
Do-do-do, looking out my back door.
That is correct. Glenn, well done, well done.
Wasn't that hard, Greta, but thank you.
No, I know. I didn't want it to be too hard, especially not at this time of the hour. Thank you so much for playing, Glenn, and everybody else for playing, and apologies for the technical difficulties that were making it hard to hear the questions. Stick on the line and Jason will sort you out.
Thanks, Greta. You're doing a great job.
Welcome to Nightlife, the podcast.